He cracked his eyes open, squinting as they adjusted to the light. A pale-looking youth stood by the table. The boy eyed Saphira like he was afraid she would try to eat him. "What is it?" asked Aragorn, not unkindly. The boy started, flustered, then bowed.
"You have been summoned, Dragon Rider, to speak before the Council of Elders."
"Who are they?" The question confused the boy even more.
The council is our people. We, that is, the Varden, choose to speak on behalf of a jihad. They were his trusted advisors, and now they wish to see you. It is a great honor."
He finished with a quick smile. "Are you to lead me to them?"
"Yes, I am."
When they reached a convex stone door, the boy pushed it open. The room inside was circular, with a sky-blue dome decorated with constellations. A round marble table stood in the center of the chamber. Seated there were Jormungandr and two other men, one tall and one broad, a woman with pinched lips, close-set eyes, and elaborately painted cheeks, and a second woman with an immense pile of gray hair above a matronly face, belied by a dagger hilt peeking out of the vast hills of her bodice.
"You may go," said Jormungandr to the boy, who quickly bowed and left.
Conscious that he was being watched, Aragorn surveyed the room, then seated himself in the middle of a swath of empty chairs so that the council members were forced to turn in their seats in order to look at him. The room, being not quite big enough for a dragon, forced Saphira to hunker directly behind him. He could feel her hot breath on top of his head. Jormungandr got halfway up to make a slight bow, then reseated himself.
"Thank you for coming, Aragorn, even though you have suffered your own loss. This is Umerith, the tall man, Falbaird, the broad one, and Sabray and Elisari, the two women."
Jormungandr continued.
"We face a crisis that must be dealt with quickly and effectively, if we don't choose a jihad successor. That is why we need your assistance, Aragorn, to provide the legitimacy required by whoever is to take a jihad's place."
Falbaird heaved himself up, planted his meaty hands on the table.
"The five of us have already decided whom to support. There is no doubt among us that it is the right person. But," he raised a thick finger, "before we reveal who it is, you must give us your word of honor that whether you agree or disagree with us, nothing of our discussion will leave this room."
"Why would they want that?" Aragorn asked Saphira through their mind bond.
"I don't know," she said, snorting. "It might be a trap. It's a gamble you'll have to take. Remember, though, they haven't asked me to pledge anything. I can always tell Arya what they say if needed. Silly of them, forgetting that I'm as intelligent as any human."
Pleased with the thought, Aragorn said,
"Very well, you have my word. Now, who do you want to lead the Varden?"
"Nasuada."
Surprised, Aragorn dropped his gaze, thinking quickly. He had not considered Nasuada for the succession because of her youth. She was just a few years older than Aragorn. No real reason existed, of course, for her not to lead. But why would the Council of Elders want her to?
"Nasuada has steel in her," observed Saphira. "She would be like her father."
"Maybe. But what's their reason for picking her?"
To gain time, Aragorn asked,
"Why not you, Jormungandr?"
A current of unease ran through the council.
"Because," said Jormungandr, selecting his words with care, "I am a member of this council, which only has power because we support one another. It would be foolish and dangerous for one of us to raise himself above the rest."
"Ha!" exclaimed Saphira. He probably would have taken power if it were possible to force the others to back him. Just look how they eye him. He's like a wolf in their midst.
A wolf in a pack of jackals, perhaps. Does Nasuida have enough experience? Inquired Aragon.
Elisari pressed herself against the table's edge as she leaned forward.
I had already been here for 7 years when Ajihad joined the Varden. I've watched Nasuida grow up from being a darling girl to the woman she is. A trifle light-headed occasionally, but a good figure to lead the Varden. The people will love her. Now, I,
she patted herself affectionately on the bosom,
and my friends will be here to guide her through these troubled times. She will never be without someone to show her the way. Inexperience should be no barrier to her taking her rightful position.
Understanding flooded Aragon. They want a puppet.